Here's a scary thought. Sometimes God will give a nation the kind of leaders they want. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager. Alec, we're looking at the life of Samuel, one of your favorite Bible characters, one of mine as well.
John, Samuel was a godly man. He was a great example of a leader who was committed to speak the truth instead of saying whatever made him popular with the people. There's lots to learn from the life of Samuel, and one episode ought to be unnerving for all of us. As God was guiding the nation of Israel, Samuel was appointed judge, but the nation was still ultimately under God's authority. This is what you would call a theocracy. Mm-hmm. But the people were getting restless. They looked around. They wanted to be like everyone else. They wanted a king, which meant they were rejecting Samuel. But the deeper problem was they were rejecting God.
And ultimately, God did give them what they wanted, right?
God knows what's best for us. He ought to. He created us. But when people reject him so they can take control, sometimes God lets us have our own way. In this case, God gave the people what they wanted, and Saul became the first king over Israel. Now, he had the credentials on the outside. He was tall, he was handsome, but he lacked the character on the inside, and his reign was a disaster.
Well, we see people making the same demands today, rejecting God's authority and appointing leaders who claim they can give us what we want.
John, we need Christians in America and around the world to stand up and speak the truth, like Samuel.
Exactly.
But the Bible tells us to expect people to resist God. They want to go their own way. That's the bad news. The good news, God even works through the bad choices of broken people. His plan and purpose will not be thwarted, and the future ultimately is safe in his hands.
That's a great word of encouragement. Alec McClellan with Reason Why. Check out the website reasonwhy.org, where you can learn to enjoy this feature on your mobile device. Again, head to reasonwhy.org.